studio lounge is Mr. Eric Hansen from Q Mutual Group, obviously. How are you, sir?
Good to be here. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good, good. And you're going to be talking about multicultural consumers, targeting the CMO, the chief marketing officer, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is a relevant topic to a lot of different folks within the credit union. But yeah, I'm a marketer by background and trade, and so I'll kind of talk more of that language than any of the others today.
So give us a quick overview of what you guys are going to be talking about. It's actually a panel that you're on, right?
Yeah. So there's a group of us that are going to have a conversation today about this topic of multicultural consumers and embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion within our credit unions to better reach and serve this increasingly diverse population of existing and future prospective members. Yeah. So we're going to come at that from a couple of different angles. You know, I'll come at it from this angle of, you know, stats and statistics. Does this matter to business performance? How are we doing? And why should we really lean into this topic? Each of them will kind of come at it from a little bit different perspective. I think given a good, decent, well-rounded perspective on this from a couple of angles. Mm-hmm. And certainly not all the angles. This is, as we lean into it, it's a complex and very dynamic topic, but I think we'll get into a lot of the
stuff. Yeah. And so the implications on financial services, what are the implications because of this changing workforce that or the expectations rather today? What are the implications on financial services today?
Well, let me take you back just a little bit to this idea of, you know, why should we even pay attention to this? So at first when I started to lean into this topic, it's only been 3 or 4 years ago for me looking at this a lot more specifically, and the fact that was staring me in the face was the population is becoming more diverse, literally on any dimension that you might think. But if we look specifically at race and ethnicity, for example, for decades now, the population has become steadily more diverse, you know, through every kind of political administration, you know, all kinds of environments. The country is just slowly, surely becoming more diverse, and the implications of that, you know, at first was the big question, like, does this matter to what we do? Right? Yeah. It's a fact, which is interesting, but does it matter? Like, does that change something about how people interact with financial services institutions like credit unions? You know, Keene Mutual, we're an insurance company. So the first thing I looked at was the data about our company.
Right.
And the first product I looked at happened to be life insurance. The first channel we were looking at was direct mail. We send 120 million pieces of direct mail, let's say, in a year. Highly statistical results here. And we found that, for example, African American consumers were responding to our life insurance offers at twice the rate of any other group. 100% higher response rate. And we're very data focused in that business. We've never looked through that lens before. And it immediately kind of pops to the top as one of the most powerful ways you can look at consumers when trying to predict who would like life insurance offers. So from a business person's perspective, you look at that immediately and say, that's worth millions in terms of more effective marketing and business performance. Yeah. But it's also a better member benefit because it allows us to get the right offers in front of the right people at the right time. So ultimately, we're really about improving member experience as we do this. So when you talk about implications, you know, I've touched on a few of them there, but, you know, I'll mention too that you know, the reason we pay attention is because this is just happening, right? And so any institution that's looking at the future and is saying, you know, how am I going to stay as relevant or even more relevant tomorrow and long into the future than I am today? You look at those trends. This is one of them. You better know, you know, is my population becoming more diverse? And then if it matters to the sector I'm in, well, then what am I going to do about it?
Right.
And so that's led us down this path. This has been incredibly rich and rewarding for us.
Well, it's taking action. I mean, it's like, you know, you're a former marketer or still a marketer.
Still a marketer, can't take that out of me.
Marketing 101, know your audience, you know?
Yeah,
so know your audience and you take action on that and then you get the results.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and on that topic, this know your audience, you know, I wondered whether this was a piece of data or a perspective on consumers or on members that we should have or that we could have. I guess I was thinking about, you know, if you're trying to hire somebody new, there's certain things you can't ask about, you shouldn't know, right? And so I think that was in the back of my mind, and that caused us to hesitate moving into this territory and overlaying our 65 million credit union member database with this data. So we talked multiple times to our legal team, can we do this? The answer is yes, we can lay it on top of the data and we can look at consumers through this lens. There's certain things we cannot do with this data, right? You can't use it for underwriting or for differentiating access people have, and there are a few other things. But for understanding your customer, to your point, we absolutely can do it. And given what I told you about the differences we see in performance, we should be doing it, you know, just as good business leaders. Mm-hmm. And so this is a topic that I think just demands more and more attention.
I agree. And yet another area where data comes into play.
Oh, you know?
So, I mean, I remember like every tech conference I go to, it's data, data, data. Yeah. And I just remember back in the day where data was, this was talked about in the server room or in the IT department, but now it's enterprise wide. And this is a great example of how precious this data is to help you guys.
So right. So true. You know, the data is just the first part, I would say, and we do need the data. We like to say, you know, we find things in the data by looking through this lens of culture.
I just about to ask you about the cultural lens.
Yeah, that we can't find when we just look at aggregate performance. You know, one of our ratios that we look at is the, I mentioned was the response rate. If you look at an average response rate, you're not going to see anything remarkable. But if you look at response rate by race and ethnicity in this case, or by other things, you know, we know to do this as marketers.
Yeah.
You know, you find things. You know, I found that the African-American population was responding so much differently than other populations. You know, you wouldn't see that unless you look through that lens.
Right.
But that's just the beginning because, you know, why is it that way?
Exactly.
And what do I do differently as a result of knowing that? Mm-hmm. That's where it gets really interesting. And it's where it becomes, we have a high level of responsibility for getting this right. And this is, unlike other forms of data, there's a lot of room for sensitivity here. There's just super important that we're hearing diverse voices when we kind of conclude and kind of assign value and meaning and even implications to what we see in the data. So that's why I say finding the data, seeing the data, you know, seeing the differences
that's
in the
step
data
one.
Is just step one.
Yeah, exactly. Let's bring it home to credit unions. Let's connect the dots here.
Yeah.
The importance of this type of information to credit unions, the inclusivity, the cultural lens, as you say, to credit unions. Why is this so important to credit unions right now?
Well, first of all, I think we're all serving members and want to serve them even better tomorrow than we are today.
Sure.
We're also trying to bring new people into the credit union movement. And we want to bring in the people that are represented in our communities. You know, most credit unions that I look at do not have memberships yet that actually match the communities that they're in. So if the community, let's just say, has 40% people of color in the community at large, most credit unions have something far less than that in terms of their membership.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, also their staff, especially in the leadership ranks, also tend to be far less diverse than the communities that they're trying to serve.
Right.
And it's true in every community that I've seen that the population is not only more diverse than our today's members are, but the younger people in these populations are the most diverse. So if we talk about wanting to reach millennials and coming generations of potential credit union members, we really need to be looking through this lens more than even in the older generations because it's the youngest generations that are the most diverse. So it's you know, it's starting with that in mind. If we really want to grow our membership and want to serve them better, this is coming to be an incredibly important topic.
I'm really glad you brought that up because I'm noticing a lot now today with today's advertising in general.
Yeah.
You really see this multicultural message going out there and images as well. I'm seeing more and more of that today than maybe 10 years ago, 15, obviously 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So and so it sounds like credit unions are kind of following suit here.
Yeah, I think they are. And I think most credit unions, most marketing organizations in any sector kind of understand the idea that the population is diverse.
Oh yeah.
You know, the classic marketing answer to that diversity is, well, throw a few different images of all different skin colors and those sorts of things into your advertising. And that's, you know, that's okay, but it really, it's really just such an immature sort of step. If you think about the marketing spectrum, pretty much. It's just, you know, and there's ways to get that wrong. You can kind of offend people. You know, it's
you're not doing
much to lean into the real, realities of your unique community. So I like to say you got to get a little bit further into it.
Oh, completely.
Your communities than that. So part of what you're seeing there is just that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the population is more diverse.
Sure.
So let's make sure that we're signaling to all of those different identities that exist in the marketplace. Kind of like no matter who you are or what you look like or how you think of your identity, we want your business here. That is smart.
Yeah.
But we got to be doing our own homework. We've got to be becoming more diverse and inclusive ourselves as credit unions.
Right.
And then we've got to be just reaching out and recognizing we can't speak on behalf of our members. Let's let them speak for themselves as often as we can. And so how are you finding ways to bring the young, diverse people on your staff into your decision-making process? And then how are you reaching into your communities and getting the really unique voice of the African-American community, the Asian-American community, you know, and all of the others? And it's that's challenging.
Is it basically walking your talk? basically? Or
that's a big part of it.
Getting it into a nutshell.
That's a big part of it, but that's hard, and it's a slow process, right? It's a slow process to become diverse as organizations that haven't classically been very diverse in our employees. So even if you're doing research, that's another really important step, but if you go look for a representative sample in, let's say, a focus group, you know, that the population at large is 13 or 14% African American, for example. And so if you had a focus group of 10 people and you wanted to have a representative sample, you'd have one or two African Americans on your panel. What we find is that African American panelists aren't really going to describe what it's like uniquely as an African American in a setting like that. So, you know, we advocate, you know, pull in a special group that's just going to give you the African American voice on this topic. And then do that with different groups as well. Aggregate it. Because like I said before, you find things by looking through the lens of culture that you won't find in other places. And often you'll find that when you act on those, you'll see performance improve for everyone. We've got many examples at CUNY Mutual, again, in the insurance space, but I think they're highly, you know, sort of transportable over into the credit union space as well, where looking through that lens and then acting in a way that benefits everyone really does raise all boats.
Indeed, indeed. Final question for you. Where can we find out more information on this?
You can always find more on CUNYMutual.com. We've got some research called What Matters Now, where we've looked specifically into this multicultural consumer. So you've got that also through the resources on the Discovery Conference website.
All right. You'll have it right there, all listed for you.
Okay.
Eric, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done, sir. Good information.